Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, 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 Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. You've probably heard it said that mastery takes around 10,000 hours to achieve, as written about extensively by Malcolm Gladwell in Outliers. Imagine you want to become a master filmmaker, and you spend 8 hours a day practicing your craft. In 1,250 days, or roughly 3.5 years, you should arrive. But the reality is that many of us, myself included, don't spend that amount of time each day on the things we want to master. Instead, we watch a few YouTube videos, poke around in our software, buy a bunch of positively reviewed gear, and naively proclaim, like Neo in The Matrix, "I know Kung Fu." But for every subject we claim to know, there will always come a time when someone says, "Show me." Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/325. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I think about this question a lot. What do you want to be great at? For me, I'm a generalist at heart. I love filmmaking, podcasting, design, animation, music, reading, writing, arithmetic. You name it, I've probably tinkered with it. But this question not only intrigues me, but in some ways it actually haunts me. What do I want to be great at? I think deep down inside, we all have an idea of what it is that we want to be great at. Something that when we get to the end of our life, people will point at it and say, "Wow, this is what I know them as." But why do we brush it aside for instant gratification? For something that is easily searched for on the internet. Greatness can never be replaced with perfect SEO, a viral video, or the best gear and talent money can buy. And yet we try every single day to bypass the time that it takes to actually be great. Because what we know deep down inside, what digital technology will never replace, is that greatness and mastery takes time, experimentation, collaboration, and a continued pursuit of something you might achieve one day, and simultaneously never tire of pursuing. I recently read the book Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport, and he mentioned a book that intrigued me called Handmade, Creative Focus in the Age of Distraction by Gary Rogowski. I searched out that book because that subtitle alone captivated me. How do we have creative focus in the age of distraction? How can we be great when we're so distracted? And when I read this book, I found it in the local library. And this quote was amazing to me. Rogowski writes, "I thought I had an idea of what a furniture maker should be, what it should look like. It looks nothing like that now. Plans are obsolete as soon as they're made because the world changes around you the very next second. Yet I think that my life retains some flavor of the image I once imagined. The beginner's mind is so hurried. He is in a rush because he sees exactly what he wants, but he wants it right away. There is too much to learn, too much to grasp. Who can wait to learn? I want to be great. I know what greatness is. I want to be great right now." Fast forward, he writes, "It was a long learning curve. It took me 4 years in the basement teaching myself before I designed and built something that I thought might be a good piece. These paths take some time to travel." We all want to be great. We all know what greatness is, and we want it right now. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 6 ways to slow down and enjoy your long-term journey to mastery. First, spend time every day engaged in the activities of your desired greatness. That means that if you want to be a filmmaker, do something today that's going to progress that goal forward. Maybe spend time on your script. Maybe go shoot some footage. Maybe edit something that you've already shot. Maybe hit publish on something that you've been avoiding sharing to the world. Do something today. Because the interesting thing is, a lot of people that I talk to are stuck. They want to be a filmmaker. They want to be a podcaster. They want to be a creative professional. And they proclaim to be stuck, but the reality is they're just not engaged in the things that they want to do. So go do it. Realize that it might not be good enough, but that's the whole point. You need to do this over and over and over again. Second, ask yourself this question. What do I hope to gain by achieving greatness today instead of tomorrow? What this question gets at is that when you rush through your work, you are shortcutting learning opportunities. You are missing the chance to see something and experience something and reflect on something that you need to learn today. And when we rush toward greatness, we are going to miss things that actually make us great. Third, learn, experiment, and share. Just like I mentioned in number 2, when we are rushing, we are missing learning opportunities. So slow down. Read. Question people. Yes, find things on YouTube, but don't use them to proclaim your greatness, but use them to reveal what you don't know. And then go out and experiment with those things that you don't know and share those experimentations. Share what you're learning with others, not to show how great you are, but to show what you're wrestling with, what you're learning, what you're experimenting with. That goes a long way, especially for people who are also on a journey of greatness. Fourth, converse and collaborate with the people who are where you want to be. Here's the interesting thing. It's easy for us to see the next step of the journey, the people that are further ahead of us. And then it's really easy to see the professionals who are way down the road, but we often avoid them. Who are they to spend time with us? You never know. Strike up a conversation, send them an email, thank them, do something other than think that you won't be able to have access to them. Find a way to converse and then find a way to get on their set if you want to be a filmmaker, or find a way to learn from them. Buy the courses that they're selling, buy their books, learn from the people that who are where you want to be. Fifth, set a range of goals, not just things that can get accomplished today, but things that are going to take decades to accomplish. I'm 40 years old. Realistically, I probably have 30 years of work left in me. So what are the things that I want to accomplish over the next 30 years? And work backwards to today. Sixth and finally, there's a song that I like to sing to myself when I'm driving down the road in the morning taking my wife to work. I usually stay in the slow lane because I'm not in a hurry. And I just marvel at the people zipping in and out of traffic hoping to get to their destination sooner. We really need to have patience and to not be in such a hurry. It's not easy to slow down. Especially in this world where if we don't operate at the speed in which the world is moving, what are we going to miss? So we think that we're actually going to miss something. But when we slow down and stop putting the pressure on us to perform at a level at which we're not ready to perform yet, we actually might get to where we need to be faster if we slow down. And that is really the paradox of mastery. When we slow down, when we enjoy the process, we actually get to where we need to be faster. And I hope that you will take the chance to slow down, stop, and smell the roses. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.